episode of the Pro Bowl Falcons podcast, the official podcast of the Frost Pro Bowl Falcons. I am your host, Jason, and I am joined by
Alexis, Presley, and Brianna.
Welcome back. All three of you have been on before, right?
Yes.
Did you have fun last time?
Yeah.
Great. We're going to have even more fun this time because we have a ton to cover. It's been a while since we had an episode. A lot of things have happened. We had three events back to back to back, all in a row. That doesn't usually happen to us. Normally we have a little bit of space in between, but we just went our whole season in essentially a month, which was a lot of stuff. How did you guys think of the pace? Was it crazy doing three back to back to back?
Yeah, but I personally enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was fast, but not too much.
It was fast, but yeah, I agree with Presley. It wasn't that much.
It was fun though, because I felt like we kind of really got into the groove of how to do things. But the second event and then the third event, we were all pros at it. It was pretty good. I think you guys did a fantastic job for as busy as it was the last 3 weeks. I think you guys did a pretty good job. So I guess let's start at the beginning. We had our first match at Heartland. Our first event was at Heartland. And who wants to give a quick recap?
So at Heartland, we had our qualifiers. We placed 8th in the qualifiers. And then we went to the playoffs. We did not make it to finals, unfortunately. But we did win the Reach Award, and we also got to states.
Which is crazy. The fact that we didn't even make the finals of the playoffs. We won an award, and just because of how well we did in the playoffs and in the qualifiers, we had enough points to qualify for states, which is pretty remarkable. Like normally that doesn't happen, especially the first event. We definitely had some hiccups in the first event.
There was too much static, and we were losing connection with the robot.
It kept shorting in and shutting out. I don't know that they ever really officially pinned down what it was. There was a recall with a switch. Yeah. That we eventually found out and took that switch out.
And we did replace some of the body panels with things a specific material to help with the static.
Yeah.
And it has helped since then. We just don't know if it's the reduction of the static or the new switch, but we don't want to really find out. So we're just going to keep it how it is.
Yeah, if it works, there's no sense in fixing it if it's not broken. So, that was your first event for the three of you. What did you guys think of your first event?
For me, I think it was really, really fun. I enjoyed it a lot. I liked collecting, the pins. That was really fun. And, cheering on my team and watching our team and all the other teams.
What stood out for you?
I liked collecting buttons, talking to other, teams. The weighting of the awards, that was scary, but it was also really fun. And just cheering on our team.
I liked doing the presentation team and watching the matches and collecting pins.
Were you guys nervous to the presentation? Because all three of you were there in the room for the presentation.
I don't think I was that nervous. I think we got some pretty good practice in, and I knew my part pretty well.
Yeah, we had run through it so many times. It was really just doing the practice run through, but in a different room.
It felt pretty easy.
Yeah. And it was kind of scary at first, but then it shifted. It was just all good.
I was super impressed. I've been through a lot of presentations with teams over the past couple of years, and I was so impressed with how well you guys all answered questions. Not just you three specifically, but the whole team. Those judges asked questions, and easily three or four of you stepped forward every time and answered and kept answering. And I think you guys just did a fantastic job in that particular presentation. And actually, all three presentations, you guys did a great job. I was very, very impressed with you guys. So moving on to the next qualifier, which was at Flint. That was an interesting venue. The building was maybe not as nice as the previous building, but we made do as best we could. It's definitely smaller and a little less room to work. But I think overall, we managed as well as we could. What did you guys take from the first competition that you brought into the second competition?
Well, I know in the presentation, I was much more confident with my part, and it was just generally easier to go up there and present. And also on the robot, generally, we fix the static problem.
Yeah, and also, like, for the driving, I think we improved a lot. Our drivers got in a lot of practice, I would say. And also for the presentation, I would say, like, answering questions and talking to the judges, like, grew on me a lot. So I really enjoy that as of right now.
And I feel like the presentation team as a whole, we got much better at deciding who to answer each question without talking. We more, like, just silently decided amongst ourselves who was going to answer each question.
Yeah, again, super impressed with you guys in the presentation. We had to switch out some people because some people couldn't be at that second competition, and you guys didn't miss a beat. Like, every single question, again, was answered. I think we did a phenomenal job. We didn't get any awards that week, but I think we made a really good impression on the judges in the presentation itself. Who wants to recap how we did at the event? Excellent.
I'm pretty sure we lost the first match pretty badly, but then we started doing really good and we ended up in the number two seed, and then the number one seed, the Classical Engineers, picked us to be their alliance partner, and then we won the competition.
And what's cool about the Classical Engineers is they're good friends of ours. I don't know if you guys were aware of that or not, but we were, over the past couple of years, we've gotten very friendly with their team, and they're super nice. We like hanging out with them, and they hadn't made states yet. So we were all really rooting for them and wanted to help them make states because they're our friends and we really like them. And it just happened to work out. Like right that last match, we weren't quite sure where we were going to fall in line. And it just worked out that us and the Classical Engineers were matched up together against the first place team at the time. And we beat them. And we ended up number one and number two. Classical Engineers picked us. And then in the playoffs, did we lose?
Nope.
We won every single one.
And not even, it wasn't even that difficult. Like, we ran the table. We did really, really well with them. And the biggest thing that happened there is the Classical Engineers made it to states. They qualified, which I was very excited to see. We're going to see them in a couple weeks when we go to states. So what did you guys think overall of that second competition in comparison to the first?
It was much easier to go through the competition. It felt like faster. Because of the first competition, we were just, like, getting hold of what we were doing. And then the second one, it was just, like, events. And then you take your break, and then more events, and then finals and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I feel like overall, we knew, like, what to do and what needed to be done. So we did really good in pit judging and stuff.
Yeah, I think we just, I knew what was going to happen. I knew what to do, and we were just, like, more prepared, I think.
Was it less stressful?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it was more fun the second time around because you knew what to expect?
Yeah. And also, we didn't have, like, a lot of pressure because we were already going to states.
And so it was more like a practice, sort of, for states.
Yep. And overall, we did fantastic. Again, super impressed with the presentation. We performed really well. Our drivers took huge steps as far as how they performed. The robot performed great. Everything just kind of went well for us that particular event. And then we move on to our third event, which was?
Rochester.
Guess who gets to recap Rochester?
So in Rochester, I think we lost the first one, but then we were number three seeded. And then we got picked by the number one seed, the Robo Wolves, and we won the whole competition.
And we also got Inspire third.
Third place Inspire?
Yeah.
And what's crazy is this was kind of a mirror image of what happened in the previous at Flint. We're good friends with the Robo Wolves. And the Robo Wolves, I don't know if you guys know, the Robo Wolves came here a few weeks before the season started to train with us. And they were having issues with their shooter mechanism. So we helped them kind of rebuild the mechanism, and it kicked off their robot and really started to help their robot perform a little bit. So they have a very similar shooter mechanism wheel that we have with the flywheels in it. But we really wanted them to make states too, because again, we love having our friends there, and we were able to help them, just like we did with the Classical Engineers, make states. So I was really proud of us for doing that too. What did you guys think of the third event? Was the third event just like, yeah, we've seen this before?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still really fun, though. Mm-hmm.
I like that venue. Like, the place was huge. It was kind of a maze, but it was big. But we had lots of room. Pits were nice and spacious. The food was really good that we had for lunch, which I enjoyed. I always look forward to lunches at these events.
Yeah.
They're always going to be catered pretty well. You're right. Overall, we just did really, really well. Is there anything at this event that kind of stood out compared to the other two?
At the second competition, we had lost the first one. And so we were like all really like worried and stressed out about that, about like not doing really well. But then we ended up doing really well. So at the third competition, when we did terrible on our first match, we kind of stayed more level-headed.
Yeah, I would also like to add that partially the reason that we did so badly in our first match was because my sister, who is the main driver, was sick, and she still tried to drive, and it didn't go that well, so we had to switch her out. But the other drivers did get more time to practice on the actual field, so that was pro of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, Jackie's normally our main driver, along with EJ as the operator. And yes, Jackie was sick. There's no two ways about it. She was not feeling well. And she did what she could to push through. But we have really, really good backup drivers, too. We had Gus step in. He drove a match. I think Atticus drove a match as well. We had a couple other operators, too, I believe. Everybody stepped up, and we performed really, really well. I was super impressed again. And you guys are a very impressive group in general. This is a really, really good group this year. And you guys did a phenomenal job. Everyone stepped up, and you know, everyone did what they needed to do to help us win. All right, so we've got those three events out of the way. So Maine State's the first event, won the second event, won the third event, already a phenomenal season, and now we're headed into States in about 2 weeks, about a week and a half, give or take. What do you guys know about States and how it's set up?
I know there's going to be 72 teams there, I think. And it's going to be bigger. I know there's going to be two fields with basically two competitions happening at the same time. And then the winners from those competitions go against each other. And then that determines the winners of the whole States.
Yep. Yeah. So that's basically it. So you remember the competitions we had before. It's two playing fields on half the gym. And there's, you know, that's the whole event. Well, imagine that, but the other half of the gym will also have two playing fields and a whole set of teams playing. And then you're right, the winners of those two sides meet up. So it's usually called the Woody Flowers division and the Mary Curie division. And the two winners of those match up, and whoever wins at the very end is the champion, the state's champion. And it also, the points that we accumulate at States help determine who's going to go to Worlds. Michigan doesn't get a whole lot of spots to go to Worlds, so it's pretty tough to get in. We made it last year. We made it a couple years before that, so we'll see how we do this year. But yeah, States is going to help determine who gets to go to Worlds. What are you guys looking forward to for States?
I'm looking forward to seeing all of our new improvements to the robot. And just the practice, like, paying off, and hopefully we will perform well.
Are you nervous about there being twice as many teams?
Yes.
Yeah, very. Definitely. Especially since I know there's going to be teams there that are very, very good, and that we've been against before. Hopefully we can do better.
What's interesting this year is, unlike the last couple of years, the winner of the Inspire Award automatically qualified for States. So that can mean a team that's maybe not very competitive on the field would win the Inspire Award and still make it to States, and you'd have to be matched up with them potentially at a States event, which is not necessarily the best thing for a team of a higher caliber. You know, you get matched up with a lower performing team against maybe a couple higher performing teams. It sort of skews the rankings a bit. This year, it didn't really fall that way. This year, the people who made States had to qualify with a certain number of points, ranking points. So we're going to see a much higher caliber of team all throughout the event, which is nice because you're probably not going to see nearly as many penalties. Teams are going to be more competitive, which means it's really going to come down to who can perform the best. It's not going to be as much of an issue with matchups, which is nice to see because then it kind of rewards the teams that have worked hard to refine and train and practice. So what do you guys think about having a higher level of competition there?
I'm nervous, but hopefully that means that like our alliance partner will be pretty good too.
Yeah. And I think we'll probably still do really well. I hope we make it to Worlds, but if we don't, that's still okay.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to make it nearly as high as we have in the past two competitions, but still pretty high up.
Normally, I would ask you guys, what does gracious professionalism mean to you? You guys have all been on before. You've answered it. You have a pretty good idea. I'm going to say, this time, what can we do at States to demonstrate gracious professionalism?
I think we can cheer on other teams that like other than ours, either in our division or the other division. We can loan parts to anyone who needs them.
Yeah, definitely like being a good sport and helping other teams if they need help with their programming or like parts or things like that.
I think that you could show gracious professionalism by like cheering on other teams or like congratulating them or and just overall being nice to them, even if they like beat us in a match.
I agree. Those are all great examples of gracious professionalism. I am super happy that we made it to States. I'm excited to see what's going to happen, and we'll keep you updated. So stay tuned for the next episode.